Zoomer Radio, Bob Marley, One Love, on the Morning Zoom with Sam and Jane. It's been a terrifying time for students, teachers, and parents following the horrific shooting deaths of 19 children at a school in Texas. That was 1 week ago today. Days later, a suspect in Scarborough was shot dead by police after reports that someone was carrying a weapon. And this morning comes news of an alleged pellet gun attack in the GTA involving students. Ryan Bird is spokesperson for the Toronto District School Board, and he joins the Morning Zoom. Good to have you back with us, Ryan.
Thank you.
Hey, Ryan, we want to know what our children and grandchildren are experiencing during a lockdown when you go into hold and secure. So take us through what happens in a school when it goes into hold and secure, what the teachers and students are told, and then what is the action that follows?
So for a hold and secure, that is essentially locking the outer doors. There's nobody coming and going. And school life continues relatively as normal inside the school. And when you get into a lockdown, however, that's when the outer doors are locked, obviously nobody coming and going. But students and staff would be inside their classrooms or offices. Lights would be turned off, staying away from the windows, being quiet, going under desks in some cases. It's a lot more serious procedure that's put in place, and that's essentially due to whatever the incident is, the vicinity, if it's in the direct vicinity of the school. And so if it's in the vicinity, that's when that lockdown would go into place.
A threat, a potential threat. There's just so much buzzing around lately about stuff going on near schools here in Toronto. I mean, horrific in Texas, but here in Toronto too. Like, what do you make of it? And what are you hearing from parents and students and staff even?
You know, I don't think we're immune from gun violence here in Toronto. I don't think it's certainly not to the same level as in the U.S., but, you know, I don't think we're immune. And sometimes that can occur on school property, albeit rare, but it can sometimes occur on school property. We also have to respond to incidents in the community. So if we hear about a violent incident in the community, maybe there's a robbery nearby. Our schools will respond to that, typically on the advice of Toronto Police, who would notify schools of any particular threat in the area, to either go into hold and secure, which is the more common one, or in more rare cases, a lockdown, depending on the incident.
Help us understand how children are coached ahead of time. You know, we used to have fire drills all the time back in the day. But how do you put this in perspective for children while preparing them for the possibility of a worst case scenario?
Yeah, and that really is important. So we do at least 2 lockdown drills each year at all 583 schools. Unfortunately, you know, I was saying this last week, following the incident outside one of our schools, is sadly we're good at it. You know, it sounds bad, but our students are now used to these drills, but for good reason. So when you do have one of those incidents close to your school, students and staff know what to do. It doesn't mean that it's any less scary in some cases, but they know what to do. And we try to do that obviously in an age-appropriate way when we're doing these drills. In some cases, we will give people the heads up so they know that it is a drill and so that parents can also be aware of that. Obviously, you want to have some level of surprise in any drill, whether it be a fire drill or a lockdown drill, but we do try to give people the heads up prior to that, just given the seriousness, especially when you're dealing with young kids.
Mm-hmm. What do you tell the young kids to do?
Well, for a lockdown drill, it would be essentially what I outlined is, you know, stay in your classrooms, lights off, stay silent, go under your desk, stay away from the window. These are unfortunately the realities that we face and have to plan for when we do one of these drills, or sadly when it actually happens that there's an incident in the neighborhood that we have to go into lockdown.
Ryan, in light of the horrific incident in Texas with the 19 children and 2 teachers killed there, has there been kind of a ripple effect here in the city of Toronto where teachers and students are worried about that? And has there been any kind of counseling or perspective offered to children here?
Following last week's incident near William G. Davis Junior Public School, we made sure that we had professional support services staff, guidance, social workers at all five impacted schools, particularly William G. Davis, where the incident happened just down the street, to make sure that we're supporting students in any way we can. Anytime this happens, regardless of the area of the city, it can be traumatic. We understand that. So we want to make sure that we're supporting them in any way we can through social work and other professional support services.
Mm-hmm. Ryan Bird is spokesperson for the Toronto District School Board. Thanks for your time. Thank you always for giving us perspective.
Thank you. Take care.